never lost a game with the Cronulla Sharks.
Never. Undefeated. We haven't said that for a while about Woodsy's team. Good morning, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. One for one. That's right.
You're on a roll.
That's it, mate. Let's have continue it on Friday. It's going to be a massive game against Penrith, especially the way they played last week without all their big gun stars. So, mate, we're in for a big one Friday.
Yeah, they were very good, weren't they? In particular, the young half, Jerome Luai.
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding. He just played what's in front of him. You know, I think Tyra and May complimented that. They both complimented each other with let Jerome take more of the ball and Tyra and just filled in. And I thought their forwards were outstanding, mate. They just laid the platform for him and those guys could play off the back of that.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't worry you. It's a decision for Anthony Griffin, but it's probably pretty doubtful, Woodsy, that those halves that you just mentioned, I think they'll be there again. I don't think there's the intention of playing James Maloney and Nathan Cleary.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Well, it'll be a tough one, obviously, with the origin period and then playing Wednesday, having a fly back and then straight into a game on Friday night. In saying one thing, the short turnouts are probably easier instead of playing on a Saturday or Sunday after an origin. The boys will still be on a big high, obviously, winning the series and hopefully getting a whitewash. But, yeah, mate, so whichever combination they go with, it's still going to be very dangerous.
Yeah, well, at this time of year, Woodsy, you need to have your best players available. Over the last couple of weeks, the Sharks have been missing Wade Graham and Luke Lewis. You've had the week off. Are those guys expected to play this weekend?
Yeah, I think Luke Lewis has probably got one more week. Wade Graham is back, and I think Josh Dugan's back as well. So we're slowly getting our full-strength squad back. You know, Andrew Fafita's got to have a couple of days off with his knee. It's been sort of troubling the last couple of weeks, so it gave him a bit of time to give his knee a rest. And, you know, it's come at a really good time for the team.
No doubt about that. And the build-up for this game, did you get a little bit of time off and how's it been? It's just been full on this week, I imagine.
Yeah, TK, we trained only Thursday, Friday last week. Obviously, you give the boys a bit of a rest. It's been a pretty tough season so far. Just to work on the little niggles that everyone's got just to get away from footy and refreshing up for the last, you know, 8 weeks of the season. Yeah, we trained yesterday. We've got a big opposed session with Savo. You know, Flano spoke about, you know, this is where it starts. You know, this is the, you know, normally that period after Origin is, you know, where teams start to really get on the front foot and make a big charge for the semi-finals, and that's what we're really looking forward to now.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, Woodsy, about the goals for the rest of the year. I'm assuming it's top four finish. That's what you're aiming for?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we went through yesterday just to know about how many wins, where it would probably put us in certain situations. And for us, you know, we got ourselves on the top four. That's where we want to be. So we need at least win six games. And that's a massive, you know, six out of eight. But, you know, at the side, we sort of spoke about it and we think it's achievable. So it's something that we'll be working really hard. Because once you do get that, you know, top four place, you do get the, you know, the second chance in case you do lose that first semi.
Yeah, I reckon it's all about momentum and keeping your best players on the field this year. I know it's important to finish in the top eight, but I just get the feeling this year, because of the evenness of the competition, you've just got to have a bit of momentum and have your best players fit, and any one of those top eight can win it.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there, Loz. You know, you see sides that are probably down the ladder end up knocking off the top sides, but like you said, mate, it's just this day and age of the game, the momentum swings. If you can just take it when you've got it, Jesus, mate, it plays a massive factor in where you're going to finish in the season. And like you said, if you can get some momentum, some big momentum rolling to the semi-finals, you're going to be a very hard side to stop.
Absolutely. Woodsy, I know it's next year, mate, but Josh Morris, another former New South Wales Blues team member of yours, he's coming to the Cronulla Sharkies?
Yeah.
You might have to get me to coach, Woodsy.
You got some
have a
old,
reunion.
You got some old Blues there.
That's it. It's telling the old squad 14, really. But look, mate, I heard one of my mates text me yesterday and said, you know, you signed Josh Morris for 2 years or something. I said, oh, how good's that? And I'll give Josh a ring today, see how he's going, and congratulate him. And, mate, obviously he's been at the Bulldogs for a long time now, and I hope he finishes the season off on a high and then hopefully come to us. And I'm really excited for him to come. You know, obviously, we've lost a couple of centres at the Sharks, you know, Jesse Ramian, Ricky Latelli and Edric Lee as well. So it's a good bonus to pick up Josh with the quality top player that he is.
Matt Moylan, he must be looking forward to playing against Penrith. Returning to Penrith, of course, he left there in the off-season, the big swap with James Maloney and Matty Moylan. Is there an extra spring in Matty's step this week?
Oh, not too much, Loz. You know, Moise is just typical. He's a character around the boys. Matty's always upbeat. He's a really good person to be around. He's always gets the boys laughing. And, mate, he trains every week like he loves it. So I asked him, you're looking forward? He goes, oh, we've already played him. And, you know, that's just Moise's mentality. So he just wants to get the win. I think he's excited because it's at Penrith and a lot of his family and friends can come watch him play in the new colours. And, yeah, he just, you know, it's one of those ones he sort of wants to get done. But at the same time, he is probably pretty excited inside himself.
Quickly, mate, what do you expect tomorrow night?
Go the Blues. 30 mil, please. Just a big whitewash. I'd love to see the Blues. You know, it's been a long period for New South Wales. Mate, I'd just love to see a win and just raise a trophy on a 3-0 game. It'd be outstanding.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to see, Woodsy. Hopefully the boys can do that tomorrow. All the best for you on Friday night when you take on Penrith out there at Penrith Stadium, mate.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for having me.